Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
High noon here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. It is a Halloween episode. We're all dressed up. We're all Bill Belichick's. We were just doing our top five Friday of our top five birds.
Top five birds.
Keith, this is one. Barry and Ipswich is waiting very patiently. This is one we got a lot of texts
about. Oh, this is good.
We were kicking ourselves on. Barry, go ahead.
Yeah, I think you guys missed Lynn Swan. I think that's a pretty famous bird name.
Definitely.
That's on us. Lynn Swan.
Definitely. We screwed up. That's a Hall of Famer right there, yep. Lynn Swan.
Yeah.
Can I pass something along here?
Oh.
This is actually too good.
Yeah.
So thanks to Duncan on Instagram. You can find me there at Rich Keefe, WEEI. He sent me there. He found a tweet that somebody put together the all bird team versus the all fish team.
Okay,
so if they played each other, who would win?
Oh, so this is all just baseball.
Just baseball, birds, and fish.
Okay, good to know. Who would win?
Which team do you want first?
Yep.
Which team do you want first?
Oh, just...
Do you want to hear the Cardinal or the birds or the fish?
Let me hear who's on it before I tell you, yeah.
No, which team do you want me to say first?
Oh, I thought you were saying which
team... Am I not speaking English?
I thought you were saying which team do I want, meaning who would I pick?
First. I can't say them at the same time.
Birds.
All right, the all bird team
just
has...
Just read one. I don't know. Yeah, just read one.
Pete Crow Armstrong... Hawk Harrelson.
Yep.
Jose Cardinal. Brian Yount.
Brian Cardinal was in the Twitch chat. That was a good one, too. Robin Yount.
Good. Chicken Wolf at third base. I guess he's an old player.
Okay. Chicken Wolf.
Taylor Featherstone. Tom Parrott. Birdie Tebbets. And Pete Falcon.
Uh-huh.
And you're probably wondering who the DH is. Well, I'll tell you, the DH is actually for both teams. Marlon Byrd. Well done.
Marlon.
Yeah.
Bird is on both these teams. Okay, who else is
on
the fish team?
The fish team has Mike Trout, Tim Salmon, Kevin Bass, Mike Karp, Benji Gill, Bobby Sturgeon, Lip Pike, Steve Lake, and Catfish Hunter.
Yeah, I think you got to go.
Oh, fish all day.
Fish all day.
Fish crush the birds there.
I think you have to.
But anyway, yeah.
I thought this was all sports. I assume Larry and Sue would be on the bird team. No, this is just baseball.
Oh, well, the basketball team, as you mentioned, Brian Cardinal as well.
Yep.
He'd be on there.
Kendall Gill would be on the fish team. I heard a Gill in baseball.
Kendall Gill on
the fish team, of course. Yeah,
I like it. That's a good game right there.
Not bad. Okay, top fives are up at Jones and Keefe. Top five birds. Top five Halloween candies. Feel free to discuss there. We got the weekend review at 12:45. We started the show talking Bruins. The win last night, Keefe, does have me at least putting on pause a little bit. I know you're not there. The hashtag gagging for Gavin movement.
Yeah, I'm still there.
They've won 3 out of 4. They started the year winning 3 in a row. Sandwiched in the middle, it was really bad. 6 straight losses. I don't believe in the roster. I've never really believed in the roster, but they have seemed to respond to Marco Sturm to a degree. I'm very critical of Sturm. I say, what does he do? What has he done? He stands there on the bench. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't talk to anyone, interact with anyone. For the most part, he feels like he has no plan. But the last couple of games, Lauri, healthy scratch, and they've won. He went away from Jeremy Swayman. This is after talking about not getting any buy-in.
Mm-hmm.
Went away from Swayman. He's gone to Corpy the last 2 games. Not that he's been great, but it was, 33 and 37 saves, I think, the last two games?
No, they've put a lot of shots on him.
And they've won. So, yeah, I give him credit for doing something these last couple of games. That's pretty early to be drastically making moves like this and pulling levers like this. But it makes me wonder if a full-on tank is necessary. All you got to do is get in that sport. Teams, I mean, so many teams get in, and it's hard with the 1 and 2 point system to really fully get eliminated. So at least tanking for me is on pause, but their last two wins were the Islanders and the Sabres, which is why I think you're still with the movement.
Well, so that's exactly it. On the one hand, I will give Marco Sturm a lot of credit. We've been kind of clowning on him for a lot of his like press conferences, the way he looks during games. But early on in the season, he was calling out the team, at least publicly a little bit. And then the next thing you know, Lowry sits for two games. They win those two games. He also saw Korpisalo, at least the team playing well with him. You know, he played well. I wouldn't say like amazing, but played well enough, and they won. And he's like, I'm going to stick with this guy. Like, the much easier thing to do as a first-year coach would be like, well, I got to kind of baby Swayman, right? Because we know how that can go. 100%. And we
morning,
just
good afternoon. I don't know what's going on anymore.
But he does know what's going on. He knows to ride the hot hand with Corpy, so he's doing that. And then sitting Lowry. Those are two good decisions so far from him. But I guess my fear now is they might be that caught in the middle where like they're not a bottom five team, but I still don't think they're a playoff team. These two wins were against two teams. The Islanders are the worst team in the East, and the Sabres are below the Bruins. They're not. I think they're dead last or tied for dead last in the division. And it's early, so the teams are kind of like grouped together a bit. But I don't know. I mean, you could point to the Avalanche win and say, hey, they did beat the Avalanche. So like that's got to carry some weight, and that's fine. But you just look up and down the roster, you're like, Pastrnak is great. Geeky can score goals.
I mean, Geeky scored again last night.
Oh, Geeky's going to score 50, according to Pastrnak. That, can I be right?
That is what which I mocked, but I'll tell you, he might be right.
Yeah.
The way he's going.
So, I mean, no, that's promising.
He's certainly going to score his 30-plus again, which I didn't think he would repeat. He's definitely doing that.
But that's the other thing. It's like, all right, he did score 30-plus last year on a garbage team, and Pastrnak had an awesome season on a garbage team. If the goaltending's not a lot better, and if the defense might be the thing that stands out the most. You're like, I thought they were going to win games maybe 2-1, 3-2, and not because like that's what they want to do, but just based off of like their personnel and being like, all right, they only have a couple of players that can score up front, and their defense, like there's some investment there, and they should be good, and the goalies should be good. I don't know. That's been a mess. They're giving up a bunch of shots. They've obviously given up a ton of goals. So, yeah, they've won two in a row. They've won 3 out of 4. So that's good for them because they obviously, as much as I'm talking about like Gavin McKenna, that's not on their radar. That's not what any of the players or Marco Sturm is thinking about.
It might be with Sweeney and Neely and ownership, the way they treated this offseason.
True.
Might be on their radar, but I agree. Not the players and not Marco Sturm.
But I feel like this, I don't know, we'll see. Is this just going to be like, they won their first three games of the season.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, oh, maybe we're not giving enough credit.
Maybe they are kind of good.
And then they lost 6 straight games in regulation. Didn't get a point for 6 straight games.
And 7 out of 8.
So maybe they're just going to be one of these type of teams that like wins 3, loses 4. Wins 3 out of 4, loses 4 out of 6. Like something like that.
Well, you make the point about being stuck in the middle. So there's two ways to look at the Bruins. Right now, they're 2 points out of a playoff spot. Okay? I mean, that's one way to look at it.
Oh, yeah.
They're 2 points back of Washington for the second wild card. However, the Bruins have played 13 games, which is more than any team in the East, and I'm checking for the entire NHL. Has anyone else played 13? I don't think anybody else in the sport has played 13 unless I'm missing one.
Yeah, why have they played so many games?
I don't know.
They're loaded. So, yeah, and I know where you're going with this. So, basically, without even playing another game, they could be in last place.
Yeah.
Right? Like, just right now, the Panthers, Sabres, and Leafs have fewer points, but they've all played 2 less games. So, like, in a blink of an eye,
the Islanders have played 3 fewer games. They're only 3 points back.
Yeah.
And the Bruins just beat them head-to-head.
Right.
But
so it's hard to.
The Bruins easily, when the games level out and their games out of hand catch up to them, they could easily be last place. However, they're only a couple of games out of a playoff spot. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about being stuck in the middle where they're not a playoff team, but they might not be bad enough to gag for Gavin.
No. Well, you need like
two. Maybe that's a problem.
It's always like it'll be the end of next month where you'll look at it and be like, all right, that's when the standings start to take shape. And every once in a while, there's a story about a team out of nowhere goes on a heater or a team has an absolute collapse. But barring like a heater or a collapse, one more month, whatever that is, however many games that would put them at, 30 games or so. I think it's even before the halfway point. You can usually look at the standings and be like, this might kind of be it. Like, with the loser points and everything else, it's hard to gain a lot of ground in the NHL.
So how much of a goalie controversy is there right now? Let's listen to this exchange last night after the game from Marco Sturm. And does he give away which way he's leaning in net for Saturday?
Corpy again. Here in the start, I thought that's why we went back to him or with him, and he showed it again today. Very, very, really good.
Would you consider going with a hot hand here and playing him for 3, 4, 5 in a row?
I don't know. I really don't know. I can't answer that right now. I don't know. I gotta sleep and make my decision tomorrow. But start of the season, I would say no, just because we have so many games coming up, and we have actually the luxury to have two really, really good goaltenders. So I'm not sure yet.
Okay, needs another sleep.
I don't know.
He's not sure yet. You're taking that at face value? Because I'm not.
Well, I'm taking that as he's like early in the season, no, but we do have two good goalies. So I feel like by bringing up the fact that you have two good goalies leads me to think that he might go back to Swayman, even though they don't have any back-to-backs coming up.
So my,
I want him to go with Korpisalo, but I have a hard time reading that.
We both think he should stick with Korpisalo, who has not been great, but
they're winning.
They're winning, and he's making saves for the most part you got to make, which is cliche. Like, they were down early in the Islanders game, 2-0 before he could blink. Didn't give up anymore. Bruins win that one going away. Last night, they're up 3-1. I wouldn't say it was lights out, but 37 saves. They're going to pack it in. They're going to be outshot every single night, so you got to stop what you can see and what you're capable of stopping, as long as you're not screened on some of these goals. And, yeah, I'd keep rolling with him, too. So we both think that's what he should do. I think from listening to him, it's what he's going to do. I think he didn't want, my personal opinion, I don't think he wanted to announce through the media that he's going away from Jeremy Swayman and sticking with Korpisalo. And I think with most athletes, managers, coaches don't want to announce that through the media. They want to talk to their players first. I think that's in a vacuum how most of them want to handle it. Specifically with this guy, little hurt feelings, Jeremy Swayman.
Or you got to be real careful.
You got to sit down with him and deliver the message directly to him and ask how he feels about it. Maybe even let him sleep on it. Like, give him all the personal.
You got to convince him it was his idea.
You need to give him his safe room and let him, like, do what he needs to do. His safe space and do what he needs to do. So yeah. I think especially with him, you got to really be careful with how you deliver the message and how he's going to receive the message. I don't think he wanted to announce it right then and there. I think Corpy will be starting on Saturday against Carolina, and we both agree that's the right move.
And if he does start tomorrow, then it'd be 7 games for Swayman, 7 games for Korpisalo.
It'd be three straight for Corpy.
It would be, yeah, well, right, which is tipping the scales, because early on you're like, all right, no back-to-backs, but it's Swayman. Like, it's Swayman's team. The whole thing, remember when Sweeney talked about breaking up the Swayman-Olmark love fest? I mean, it had to do with money, but he was like, both goaltenders, as much as they love each other, said they want to play 55 games.
Yeah.
Last year, I think Swayman was right around that number. This year, and Korpisalo, I think, remember, he even made little comments.
He's like,
last year,
I want to play more.
Yeah. Well, and he played okay, and so he wanted to play a little bit more. And so now if it's 50-50, that's kind of a surprise. And then Cam and Don can't be thrilled about the contract they ended up having to give Swayman if he's a 50-50 goalie.
No, I'm sure they're not thrilled about it, but do you want to win games or you don't
want to
win games?
Yeah, you want to win.
And so is there a risk of losing Swayman? Sure, you might lose him. You may have already lost him. Like, you might not be risking losing anything else. He might already be gone. Here's the numbers. They've been no different. Swayman's 345 goals against, Korpisalo's 349. Save percentage, 886 for Swayman, Korpisalo, 882.
So Olmark, really bad too, by the way, if they kept him around. 326 goals against with an 863 save percentage.
So look, I mean, that probably speaks to the team that's in front of them. The defense in front of these guys is really bad, even when you sit down minus Lauri. But there's been no difference in play. I guess Swayman statistically has been slightly better, but he should be way better based on the way he's played. And the team the last couple of games has been hot. Maybe you can galvanize a little bit around Korpisalo. So yeah, I think those numbers would tell you what you should do. And I think that's what they'll do. And I doubt he needed the extra sleep. I think that was about delivering the message to Swayman in his safe space. 617-779-7937. You can talk Bruins if you'd like to. I also want to get to Patriots and Falcons on Sunday. It is a Patriots Friday, after all. We'll talk to Mike and Wenu in the 1 o'clock hour. I've neglected to mention, Keith.
Oh, yeah.
The keys are back. Keith's keys at 1 o'clock, 2 Pats and Falcons. We also have the Week in Review on the way about a half hour from now at 12:45. And a reminder, Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount+. You can't count on much, but You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Do you think the Falcons are going to be a problem in any way for the Patriots?
So I don't. And like, so looking through the seven games that the Falcons have played, they are a tough team to figure out because they actually had more yards in the Carolina game. And it was like one of these statistical anomalies where it's never happened in league history where Team X has outgained Team Y by so many yards and then still lost. And they lost 30-0. Like it was a weird game. They beat J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings, who I think stinks. They beat Marcus Mariota and the Commanders, but then they also beat Josh Allen and the Bills. So for like, hey, the Patriots' best win is the Bills.
If we're going to crow about it,
we have to say that.
You got to give it to them. Yep.
Now, they also got blown out by the Panthers. In the last 2 weeks, they've looked terrible. They've only scored 20 total points. They got smoked by the Dolphins, which if you watched the Dolphins last night, or if you watched the Dolphins just fired their GM.
Yep.
So, like, the Dolphins are
somehow they haven't
mess.
Fired that coach yet, but they're sticking
the coach
by the coach.
And the quarterback
They mutually parted ways, yeah, Keith.
Of course
the Dolphins.
That happens all the time, the old mutually parting of the ways.
Chris Greer, yeah.
I think they have some good players. Like, every week we ask the question, like, what player off the other team would you want? Some weeks it's like, I don't want any of these guys. Like, some of the bad teams they face. That's not the case with them.
No, the Falcons have talent.
They have a handful of guys that you would want. Like, yeah, they got a good offensive lineman. They got a good wide receiver. They got a good running back. They got a good corner. They got a good safety. Their quarterback or quarterbacks aren't very good. I don't love their head coach. They're a bad road team. So long story short, no. Like, I think I like the Patriots in this game, but it's one of these things. Eventually, we're going to be too overconfident in a Patriots game, and they're going to lose it, and we're going to scratch our heads and say what the hell happened. But they're playing too well right now. Drake May specifically is playing too well right now. I think what Atlanta's going to want to do is like run it with Bijan Robinson, which the Patriots can snuff right out. And I don't know how else the Falcons score a lot of points. So they've done a really good job, the Patriots have, after the Bills game, of taking these like lesser opponents, but not playing down to the competition at all.
Outside of the opening possession.
First possession on defense, yeah. I wouldn't be shocked if they give up a Falcons touchdown, but then they might lock it down the rest of the game. Like it's weird. We wonder if that is going to come back to bite them. But I don't think Atlanta's the kind of team that it would do that to. If they give up an opening drive touchdown against Tampa or against Lamar in a few weeks or Josh Allen when they play him next, maybe. But that's probably something that honestly they can get away with on Sunday.
Well, and I think the Falcons' skill position players, like they have two great players. I think Drake London and Bijan, great players. And they're going to be matchup nightmares for a lot of teams. I'm not sure that's necessarily the case with the Pats. I think it's a lot of Gonzo, and not that he's followed receivers around as much this year as he has in the past, but I think you're going to get a lot of Christian Gonzalez on Drake London. And certainly when he's on that matchup, I think that's probably a win for the Pats, as good as London is. And nobody runs on the Patriots. Nobody. Since 1950, through eight games, nobody else has allowed fewer rushing yards to individual running backs. No running back has broken 50 yards in the first eight games. So they're great at limiting that. Maybe Bijan hurts you in the passing game. Maybe he's not going to do it in the run game. And I think that's this week's Verizon matchup, brought to you by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. The other thing, and I can already hear people doing this. They did it earlier when we talked about it. How are you going to say the Falcons haven't beaten anybody? They beat the Bills. It's like the Patriots beat the Bills. The Patriots have played nobody. They've beaten nobody, et cetera, et cetera. Well, just in a vacuum, what's better? The Patriots going into Buffalo or Atlanta beating Buffalo at home?
Yeah, obviously Sunday Night Football in Buffalo is more challenging.
So, look, they're both primetime. It was a Monday night game when the Falcons won, but the Patriots went into Buffalo. The Falcons beat Buffalo at home. So just if we're looking at it equally, I'd already give the Patriots more credit for that one win. And you highlighted some of this earlier today, Keith. Oh, well, the Patriots have beat no one. They played no one. Well, there's two other common opponents on the schedule. The Falcons lost to Carolina 30-0.
Yeah.
And they lost to Miami 34-10. Those are teams the Patriots beat. Now, the Patriots blew out the Panthers. They barely beat Miami way back in week two.
Right.
But they beat them.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta's lost to both these teams. So I thought Cleveland had some of the makings of a trap game. I thought New Orleans had some of the makings of a trap game. I didn't feel that way about Tennessee, and I don't feel that way about this one. Look, Atlanta's better than Tennessee. I guess I get more of a shot than the Titans, but I don't really see how the Patriots trip up against this team unless they're just completely looking ahead to that Bucs showdown next week. Looking at the two teams matched up, I don't really see how Atlanta gets it done. Even their best players, I don't think, are good matchups for the Pats defense.
Yeah, and the Falcons defense, a few weeks ago, we were looking at and saying, oh, there's a stretch of good defenses that they're going to face. I don't know. I feel like that's calmed down the last few weeks.
They had been a good defense until they ran into Miami last week and Tua shredded them.
Tua.
And we saw what Tua did last night against Baltimore, which has been a bad defense.
Yeah, so that is kind of, you know, I think they were up and down. Each week when we were looking at, you know, looking ahead, that Falcons game kind of changed. We're like, oh, maybe that'll be tough. Maybe it won't be. Maybe it won't be. And now it's two straight games where it doesn't look like it's going to be that crazy. Mac Jones didn't light him up, but Mac Jones also beat him in that San Francisco game.
That was a lot of McCaffrey, but
Mac, it was mostly McCaffrey, but I'm saying he was the quarterback.
Niners won that game. That's true. No, so the Falcons have come back to earth, and they had been a much better home team than they had been away. That was leading into the Dolphins game, but you can kind of see that in some of their wins, certainly in domes anyway. They won at Minnesota. They had mostly been better at home, though, even playing the Bucs tough week one. So I don't believe in the Falcons. Is this a dangerous game in any way? I know some people out there believe it is, including one man who covers the Patriots. We'll hear that coming up with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937, plus more hype for Drake May. This time from the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Opponent. Just in case you were worried, Keith.
I am worried. Always.
Greg Bedard is not concerned about Drake May this week.
Yeah, same. He has the MVP of the league. I'm not worried. I'm not too worried. But he's not playing well, or he's playing worse than
I
got to
be
weeks?
Honest.
What, the world?
He's lower down my personal list of concerns going into this Atlanta game, so I will agree with Greg on that one. Strong take.
Yeah.
But okay. So I guess, yeah, supposedly he hasn't played very well the last 2 weeks.
I mean, he's going to...
He did at least say, like, by his standards and the way he had been playing, the wins were, and maybe this is in an expanded clip, but the wins were less on his back these past 2 weeks than they had been previously, like the Buffalo game?
I don't know, man. I don't know about that. Against Tennessee, he completed basically every pass he threw. Mm-hmm. Last week, Myles Garrett is breathing down his neck every single play, and yet he still throws for three touchdowns, like 280, runs for 50. He finally turned it over after like weeks of not turning it over, and yet they put up 32 points as a team. So, no, I feel pretty good about Drake May at this point.
I actually thought, specifically last week against Cleveland, that was proof of how well he is playing. Like,
yeah.
I thought he was going to go in and the way the first half played out, we said this a million times this week and even going into the game last week, the way the first half played out is what I expected it to look like. I thought he would turn it over. I thought he would struggle. I thought they'd struggle to protect him. I thought it would be low scoring. The Browns have done that with a lot of the teams they played this year. I mean, they beat Green Bay that way, and Green Bay's a good team. So I thought that would happen. The way he came out in the third quarter, and then when you look up and you see at the end of the game how well he played, I actually thought that really cemented and, you know, validated what he had done leading into all those games. I thought that was actually impressive given the defense that Cleveland boasts and given how they were playing on that side of the ball going in. So, no, I feel the total opposite. I think if you're going degree of difficulty and factoring in who he was going against, the Browns are a much tougher defense than what they had been facing. I felt better coming out of that game.
Yeah, it might be the game that you would point to second after the Bills game when you're trying to prop up his MVP candidacy. Even though there was a pick, I would say, like, because of the opponent and then what he was able to do, I might even say that one. I would say, like, you know, why is he on the shortlist for MVP? And you're like, you know, all the stats, but if you're like, hey, point to something, like, well, head-to-head Sunday night against Josh Allen. But after that, I don't know, like, he may have had better overall numbers or QB rating against, like, Carolina, but I would say what he did against Cleveland made me feel even better about him.
Well, I'll tell you, Jeff Ulbrich, the D coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons, agrees with you and me, and I guess disagrees with Greg. He likes what he's seen out of Drake May this year.
It's a tremendous challenge. Being in the AFC East for 4 years, got very familiar with Drake, especially the last couple, and he's way better than I wanted him to be. He feels like a mini Josh Allen, like a younger Josh Allen in a lot of ways. His mobility, his arm strength, the way he can take a game over with both facets of the game. So he's going to be he's a problem.
Okay, he's a problem.
Yeah,
he's a mini Josh Allen. He's a younger.
Yeah, I meant young
Josh Allen.
Because mini seems somewhat insulting, and it also seems like he's...
You're a teeny tiny little Josh Allen?
Yeah, just a little guy out there, like cute little Josh Allen. Because he's, I mean, he is smaller than Josh Allen, but Drake May still... Yeah, like a, you know, above average size quarterback, I guess you would say.
Yeah, right. You said this. He's not Roethlisberger. He's not Cam. He's not Josh Allen, but he's still
not Mac Jones.
Good frame. Yeah.
Yeah. He's not, you know, Michael Penix or some of these other guys. So I think that's great though to hear a coach be like, yeah, he's way better than like I want him to be. It could be a lot easier to go against him if he wasn't this good. But yeah, comparing him to Josh Allen now is pretty amazing, because I think even at the beginning of the year, you were like, hey, if he follows the same Josh Allen path, by year three, he's an MVP candidate. It's like, we're year two, and he didn't even play as many games year one as Josh Allen did. So you're like, all right, he is ahead of schedule. And so that's all good news. And it's also somebody else. And I know, you know, we joked about Susan and Worcester calling us out and being pissed that we compared him to Josh Allen. We're not the only ones doing that.
Oh, no. The D coordinator of this week's opponent did it. Let me give you another one. I was reading Jeremy Fowler today. Jeremy Fowler did the same thing at ESPN. Relayed a comment from an AFC executive talking about, you know, where Drake May fits into all of it. He said a convenient talking point league-wide is whether the Patriots are back and their momentum in the AFC is sustainable. The consensus is, yes, the Patriots are for real, but not real enough to knock off Buffalo just yet. Quote, I think the quarterback is real, an AFC executive said of Drake May. He keeps getting better. Excellent OC with Josh McDaniels, who will get every drop out of that offense. And Vrabel has them playing good team football, but I'm not quite ready to pass the torch now. So the quarterback's for real. Maybe they're not fully sold on the Pats versus Buffalo yet in the division.
You can't say they can't beat Buffalo when they beat Buffalo.
Well, Can they win the division, though, I think was the spirit of what they're saying.
Can they beat him twice?
Yeah, no, well, that's Cam Newton. That's Cam Newton. Now you got to beat the man twice.
No, but like, is it
they beat him head-to-head, and their schedule's easier the rest of the way. So, yes,
but
they can win the division.
But what if they – no, I think they can. But yeah. I'm just saying, I think, you know, a lot of the books right now have the Bills favored in the division. Like, if people are saying the Bills are still going to win the division, I don't think that's like a slap in the face.
I guess
insult.
I would just add the caveat, like, I don't think they're going to beat him again. Or, like, I think come playoff time, like, they'll fall short. But you can't be like, they can't do it. Like,
you have to acknowledge they did because they've done it.
They literally did it.
On national TV.
In Buffalo.
In their house.
Right.
Yeah, I think you should at least point that out. That's fair.
So, I mean, that's all. And I just think, you know, for example, like, you go through each game. I mean, the Patriots are playing a last-place schedule. The Bills are playing a first-place schedule. This week is the perfect example. They are both – well, the Patriots have one extra game because the Bills already had their bye, but they have the same number of losses, so they are the clear-cut top two teams in the East. Patriots play the Falcons. Bills play the Chiefs.
Yeah, that's going to
so
be a tough
right
one.
There, I mean, that is a big potential swing
although
game.
The Bills tend to win the regular season games against Kansas
the
City.
They might.
Their issue is the playoff
They do not
games
want to play the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Against
that's
Kansas
true.
City. Yeah. Not so much the regular season games. When you look ahead at the schedule, I mean, the Patriots really don't have – I don't think the Falcons is one of their quote-unquote difficult games. So when you look ahead at the schedule, I mean, there's not that many left. Tampa's one we've had circled for a long time. And I think that spot, even if Tampa's not playing as well, you highlighted this earlier, but I think the spot for Tampa's tough. They have a bye week right now. That's a week to get healthier, and that's 2 weeks to get ready for the Pats at home. So I think not only is it a difficult team, it's a difficult spot for the Pats coming up in week 10. And then it's home against Buffalo out of your bye, who you already beat.
Yeah.
And then at Baltimore, who's now won two in a row. Lamar came back and looked great last night.
Yeah, so that changes things. And we kind of knew that was the case. Like, let's wait and see. And because they played them
We knew. The text line gave us a lot of crap for Baltimore getting back in. Baltimore is now the betting favorite in that division.
Right. Even before last night, they were.
Correct.
And even before the win. They had two wins through 8 weeks, and they were the favorite to win the division.
And so, yeah.
I mean, that's as much as nobody really believes in Pittsburgh as it is they believe in Baltimore or combination.
But that'll be a tough game. I mean, at Baltimore, after you played the Bills the week before, but that's it. I mean, I thought a couple of weeks ago Atlanta might be a tough game. Not the case. I thought maybe the Giants coming up, national television, Monday Night Football, week 13, the way Scataboo and Dart, and I don't remember if neighbors have been hurt yet or not, but I'm like, okay, maybe the Giants will be a pesky little game,
even at home on national
TV. No, not anymore. No. So, yeah, there's really three tough games left. I'm not even telling you you're going to lose all three of them. They might even win one or two of those.
You may not. I mean, Tampa and Baltimore are on the road. You know, obviously the rematch with Buffalo will be here. I heard them talking about it this morning, a game I wonder if that gets flexed. And my only question would be, because that's a 1 o'clock game scheduled for week 15, December 14th. But the only thing is, I wonder,
would they want to do it again?
Well, no, but aren't the Bills like probably maxed out on prime games? So like, I don't know, are they allowed to like have an, but whatever, like that one's that could be changed a little bit. No, I mean, the only thing, it might not even be the opponent, but it might just be the schedule coming up, right? The Jets are a Thursday night game. So that's a quick turnaround to play the Jets. At least you're at home, but you're coming back from Tampa.
Yeah,
the Giants are a Monday night game. So it's something like that, something like just out of the ordinary.
I get your point about that's a tough spot. The Jets are horrendous.
They are real bad. So who's even going to be the quarterback in that one?
Well, I think they would have gone to Tyrod last week, but he got hurt. So they went with Fields. He played pretty well, but the Jets have a tough matchup this week. Who are they playing?
They are...
Oh, they get the Browns defense. Like, no way Fields plays well in that one.
No,
so
it'll
probably be Tyrod by the time the Pats play him. Probably.
Yeah. All right.
617-779-7937. Any issues with this game this weekend? You think this is a potential difficult one for the Pats? I know some out there do. Are you sold on Drake May? I guess some aren't. Although Jeff Ulbrich, who, yes, text line, that is the guy whose kid was calling Shedeur Sanders, among other draft prospects.
I'm surprised he kept his job after that, honestly. Like, that was such a wild, like, leak, and to have that happen, because it's embarrassing for the league. You're embarrassing a player coming in. Say, well, I don't care how you feel about Shedeur Sanders. Like, that's unnecessary and embarrassing.
What did they do, fine him, like, $500,000?
Yeah, well...
Yeah, but I can't
remember the team.
Him.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was the team.
Yeah. Didn't this kid have, like, a real, like, annoying name, too?
Probably.
What was his kid's name?
I don't remember.
Jax.
Jax? J-A-X? Like the guy in Mortal Kombat?
Exactly.
Or Griffin Jax.
Griffin Jax.
Top Breslau, five Jax.
Breslau should have got it at the trade deadline.
Gun Jack from Tekken.
Yeah.
Are the knockoff Cheetos Jax?
Yes.
Oh, Jax. I like those. Those are nice.
Those are real good.
Yeah.
Cheese Puffs.
The game, Jax, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's just fun for the whole family.
Yep. New Jack City, the movie.
New Jack City. Yep. New Jack Swing.
Sure. Jack Clark.
Okay, I think we got it. I think we nailed it. Okay, yeah, but I
Blackjack McDowell.
he sounds sold on him, and he should be. Even
I'm having an orgasm over Drake May.
Jack Skellington. You want to go topical
that's,
one?
That's got to be. That's
He's getting a lot of spins in my house right now.
That's got to rocket right to the top of the list for sure. Yeah. So you can discuss this matchup this weekend. And
Pepper Jack.
The remaining
cheese?
Oh, Pepper Jack the cheese.
Yeah, you like a Pepper Jack cheese?
I thought you were talking about Pepper Jack the pimp from Always Sunny. That's what I thought you were talking about.
No, I was not talking about him.
617-779-7937.
Oh, speaking of.
We got Keith's keys to Pat Sam Falcons. Yes, speaking of what?
You said Always Sunny. I was like, coming up in Week in Review, there is an Always Sunny homage from our very own Chris Scheim.
Great. Well, let's get to that in the Week in Review. Stay tuned for the keys at 1 o'clock Week in Review next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Wow, what a week it has been, the final week of October. Happy Halloween to everybody out there. Four Bill Belichicks here, four different versions of Bill Belichick. I am Game Day Bill out of challenges.
Mm-hmm.
You are Super Bowl commercial Dunk Kings Belichick.
Correct.
Billy Lanny, a spot-on COVID-19 Zoom press conference Belichick.
Really good.
Yeah. And then we have Nick as bearded future Belichick. Very good, very spooky.
Retired Belichick.
Yeah, retired Belichick.
You know, when he's fired and living on the street. Yeah, that's what it'll be. But if you're missing any of that or haven't seen it, tune in on Twitch. We'll be dressed up all day, obviously.
That's
or
right.
On YouTube, just subscribe to WEI. You can seek it out at Jones and Keefe as well. We tweeted out some pictures.
Correct. And we also had Jordan Hudson stop
yes.
by. So really tying the whole costume together.
Graced
so that was
us
great.
With her presence, yeah.
So that was excellent. All right, let's get to some of the stuff. This week on Tuesday, it was a Tier Tuesday, as they all are. But during spooky season, we tiered fears.
Mm.
And, of course, my biggest fear came up, that being snakes.
All right, first up, snakes.
Kill me now. Snakes. Dude.
Already right out of the chute, this is going to be one where,
yeah.
because these are collective fears.
This is terrifying to me.
You would murder yourself with, yes. by seeing a snake.
I can't be in the same room with one.
For me, I'd give it an eeks.
Oh my God.
I mean, I'm not trying to like hang out with a bunch of snakes. I'm not
like
crawling all over
me. What about like a cobra?
If I see one, I might verbally say eeks.
You'd say eeks?
Yeah, I might.
I'd pass out. The little ones that are in like the yard scare the crap out of me.
Garter snakes. Yeah, those aren't scary at all.
Terrifying. They could wrap around your little foot, choke you right out. You don't want that. They all got fangs. What about like a venomous fang one?
A venomous fang one.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm telling you.
Like a rattlesnake. If a rattlesnake was in the hallway, you just walk by like, excuse me.
Well, no. I'd probably keep my distance.
Yeah.
But I
that means you're scared of it.
But I would run right past it with the speed.
I wouldn't hang myself from the light fixture. I'd just be like, wow.
Well, I don't know if I can do that either.
I'll seek alternate routes.
Yeah.
Seek alternate routes.
Okay. So you're...
I'm going to kill me now, and I don't think there's anything higher than this. Okay. I would put it in the snake tier top.
I'm an eeks, Billy?
Eeks.
Eeks.
Wow. Keith already hates it.
That was a tough start. You can go find that, though. That's on Instagram. Terp did a good job with photos of all the different fears. We definitely missed some. It wasn't every fear of all time.
Well, someone was like, what about death? I'm like, oh, yeah, that was
touché.
That would have been a good one. Death, who doesn't fear that?
I was going to say, for somebody who thinks about it every single night, I probably should have mentioned that. But
had that one on there.
That was the top tier. It would have been funny to have death in the tier that said, I'd rather kill myself or whatever it says. Like, yeah, whoops.
Yep.
We had Susan, the great Susan in Worcester.
Oh, yeah.
Called in. Of course, last time she called in, she was all hot and bothered.
Real hot.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And a little bothered that we were comparing Drake May to Josh Allen. This was a baseball comp, which we were actually on her side.
Yeah, we actually agreed with
her. But merely the question got Susan to call in.
Even put Roman Anthony's name with a tiny... This guy is only up here for a cup of coffee. He didn't even have the whole year. And I got to listen to this crap just like Drake May.
Wow.
All right, I give him credit.
We said we'd take Ohtani over him. Yeah.
We would take Ohtani. It was merely a hypothetical. Susan, now that we have you, what have you thought of Drake May the last few weeks?
I'm just telling you, he's been doing good. All right, I'll give you credit. But you guys, you're all having orgasms over him. It's the same old crap.
I had reasons,
too. Until he wins a playoff game, then I'm going to say, wow. But I'm not saying nothing right now.
You hate Drake May. You hate Roman Anthony. That's I kind of respect it, actually.
Yeah.
No, I hate the media. These kids aren't doing it. It's you crummy frauds in the media. Let's have a poll.
Yep.
All right. Go on.
Do the people
too late.
Really
it's quite personal.
Like the media? They all have an agenda.
Yep.
They all have an agenda.
Sure.
They're all frauds. And they should all be down the toilet as far as I'm concerned.
All right.
Frauds. Oh, gotcha.
Susan, good
frauds. You know?
Good stuff as always. Don't be a stranger.
Oh, yeah.
All we have to do.
Oh, yeah.
All we have to do is compare a young player to an established good player. And that sets her off. She doesn't like that.
Yeah, we should get that going in another sport.
Yes,
want the Bruins to gag for Gavin. He's not even in the NHL yet.
No.
Who should you compare him to? McDavid.
He's better than
Gretzky.
Yeah.
Good. Susan, you know the number.
She's calling in. Big week to discuss candy.
Yes.
Specifically the Reese's Cup.
My wife's like, oh, I like the mini cups better than the big cup. I'm like, why?
That's a wild take.
I'm like, why?
No.
So much work.
The regular one's great.
No, and people have said this before, but it's true. You have a better chocolate to peanut butter ratio in the specialty ones. You also don't have like the ribbed siding or whatever that is. It's like
the edges.
Reese's Ruffles.
Ribbed for your pleasure.
Ruffles chip.
For your pleasure.
Well, both.
Yes.
Yeah, it's for both pleasures, actually.
Wavy Reese's.
People love it. They've been tested. Both parties enjoy it.
I like a ribbed Reese's.
I know you do. Yeah.
I do.
I know you do. Yeah. It was number two on your list?
Number one on my list.
Yeah. Those are out there as well on the internet. You can find those top fives, part of our Top 5 Friday, where we did two different top fives.
Mm.
Chris Scheim, as we know, big fan of Drake May.
This is great.
A la Mac and his love for Chase Utley. And so this was on Monday after Scheim had saw Drake May not only play so well against Cleveland, but then wear a Pokemon costume. So now Scheim's like, he loves this guy.
Dear Drake, I feel like I can call you Drake because you and I are really alike. I'd like to meet you one day. It'd be great to maybe even have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you'd be pretty impressed with my spiral. I love your hair. You run real fast. And now you like Pokemon. I do too. They call me the professor, like Professor Oak. These are all things that I think we could talk about, and there's more. I know you have not been getting my letters up until this point, because I know that if you were, you'd write back. I hope you write back this time and we become real good friends. I'm sure our relationship would be a real touchdown. Hopefully, your friend shot.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I feel like we can get that to Drake.
So, I mean, Monday, the ball's in the WEEI afternoon's court.
Have we, I know Curtis said they have to do that. Have we actually asked on behalf of their show to pass along the message just in case they're
Like the go-between?
Yes.
Well, no, when we see Hart,
let's make sure
we'll
we actually say, hey, that you guys make sure you play that for Drake next week. We should not to tell you how to do anything, but make sure you do that,
Tonight, of course, Jones, trick-or-treating for many people out there. And yesterday I gave you the perfect trick-or-treating night in 60 seconds.
This
first things first, you get yourself all the candy that you want. That's the candy you're going to give away at your house. Therefore, if there's any leftover, great, you have that going forward. Here's the key to the trick-or-treating night. You get yourself a wagon. You might have a wagon. You bring your kids to the beach, that kind of thing.
Sure.
Especially if you have a real little kid that maybe can't walk the entire distance, then you don't want to carry them, so you stick them in the wagon. But that's not the sole purpose of the wagon. The wagon also carries a cooler filled with beers. So you fill that bad boy up at the beginning of the night. Every couple of houses, you're like, I got a beer. You see some dads and moms around along the route. Like, hey, you want? I got a treat right here. A little trick. I got some treats. So now you got a bag full of candy. You got your kid in there if they get tired. And you got unlimited beers throughout the night. By the time you make your big lap around the entire block, you've had 5 to 6 beers. No big deal. You make it home in time to go through all the candy. You squirrel away the candy that you want. You tell your kids we're gonna make some trades, shuffle it up, that kind of thing. And then you pop in a horror movie. Pop in a horror movie at the end of the night, and you're going to be living your best life.
Perfect.
The guy is drunk.
Perfect.
Now, your current wife, not your ex-wife,
right?
Your current wife did send in a note. Yeah. She said that's an aggressive amount of beer is what she said.
I didn't say small beers. I meant small beers. Yeah, just a few small beers.
Oh, she thought these were regular size beers.
Yeah, no, these are going to be a few small beers.
Small beers.
Yeah, yeah. That'll be fine. We'll see how that goes. All right, it's time now for our Brag of the Week nominees. Jones, this week we have 4 nominees for Brag of the Week.
Because there was definitely a late entry.
That one didn't make it.
Oh, it did?
These are from earlier in the week.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, these are from earlier in the week.
I watched the game yesterday.
Sick brag, bro.
All right, that was Jerome.
Yeah, we get accused of not watching all the games, so that is a brag. Yeah.
Sometimes you should start every conversation with, I did watch the game, and here's how I feel.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's Brian in Connecticut.
I made a bet in August.
Sick brag, bro.
He made a bet in August.
Yeah, he was taking the Patriots to go to the Super Bowl, I believe.
I think that's what it was. Yeah. He was asking us if he should cash out. John in Rhode Island.
I went to Salem the other day.
Sick brag, bro.
And I saw the Hocus Pocus house.
Sick brag, bro.
Double whammy.
That's pretty good.
Double whammy.
That's hard to beat.
It is. And then finally, Jermaine Wiggins.
I remember talking to, I think it was Kevin Garnett.
Sick brag, bro.
Okay. That's a pretty good one, too.
Talking to, I think it was Kevin Garnett.
I couldn't remember. What?
Who was I talking to?
I talked to so many famous people.
What super famous player was I talking to?
I think it was KG. Yeah, let's give it to the president there, Wiggy.
Great job by President Trump this morning.
I remember talking to, I think it was Kevin Garnett.
Sick brag, bro.
There you have it. Good stuff.
All right, week in review. Every Friday at 12:45 here on Jones and Keefe, even on Halloween.
What was that?
Speaking of that, that's not Halloween keys. It's not like a spooky person in a night costume. No, no, no. Those are keys to Patriots and Falcons. Keefe's keys next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You've finally broken loose from work. three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.